You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eLos Angeles, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Mark Newman Kuzel, President and CEO of Made in the USA, the top-rated boutique cleaning service in Los Angeles. Mark, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, good morning, Eric. Thank you. It's great to be here.
It certainly is good to have you. Now, how about telling us about Made in the USA and how you came to start the business?
Oh, sure, Eric. Well, previously to starting Made in USA, I was in account management, specifically in the high-tech arena, managing Fortune 500 clients. One day I was having lunch in the executive dining room of the New York Life Building in Manhattan, managing their account. Next day I was unemployed due to the economic downturn in the early 90s, so I found myself cleaning houses to supplement my unemployment. I worked hard and developed a clientele, and word spread quickly here in Los Angeles how good I was, so I had to hire people to keep up with the growing demand for my services. Well, flash forward 22 years later, and Made USA is now the top-rated commercial and residential boutique cleaning company here in L.A. We clean many high-profile worldwide retail accounts who have locations here in Los Angeles. And our residential client roster includes a long list of celebrities, including many Oscar, Grammy, Emmy Award-winning winners. However, in keeping with our privacy policy, I can't tell you any names or I'd get in a lot of trouble. it's certainly taken a lot of work, ingenuity, and discipline to start and grow a business, as you can imagine, the small business community, and being able to offer work opportunities for my team members. I'm always and continually thankful for our clientele. They've supported my entrepreneurial spirit from day one, and they do until today. It's awesome.
Only 50% of new small business enterprises survive the first 5 years. What strategies have you implemented to help ensure success and longevity?
Well, good luck and good fortune. That's always nice. But really, first and foremost, having a solid business plan was key. If you don't have a definitive business model with a clear message, you certainly can't communicate that to your target demographic. And of equal importance was establishing a high service quality standard from day one. When I started Made in USA, like everything I do, I wanted it to be the best, and Made in USA was no different. I wanted it to be the best cleaning service in Los Angeles. And I maintained that goal for over two decades, instilling it into our company culture and with each and every team member and cleaning associate, et cetera, that I have employed. I mean, after all, we're providing a personalized service in people's homes and businesses, so I need to earn and honor their client trust. So it's a combination of high-quality work, delivering top-drawer customer service that's earned our reputation, and in turn a loyal clientele who provide a steady stream of referrals. And while a lot of our business still comes from client referrals, we've definitely worked to capitalize on the online promotional tools available for increased exposure, finding new ways to highlight our service offerings.
Very interesting. How about giving us some details about utilizing the internet and social media for that exposure?
Well, sure. In addition to our website and Facebook page, we distribute a monthly electronic newsletter, an e-news, loaded with cleaning tips, community news, special offerings, and a green living section. We also encourage our clients to post reviews on Yelp, City Search, and similar outlets, and do gain a lot of new business through those channels. And because of our reputation as the top-rated commercial and residential boutique cleaning service here in L.A., we've been afforded the opportunity to showcase our work online as well as on network television. I've served as a eHow presenter and have now done over 100 two-minute video cleaning tutorials on their network. And just last month, I was asked to serve on a special Ask the Experts segment focused on spring cleaning for the Home and Family show on the Hallmark Channel. So to maximize the exposure of this TV segment, we've posted it on the YouTube channel.
Really awesome. Today we're joined by Mark Newman Kuzel, President and CEO of Made in the USA, the top-rated boutique cleaning service in Los Angeles, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eLos Angeles, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mark, I see that you're very involved in your local community, always important. How does this factor into your business model?
Well, yeah, Eric, community activism's in my blood. It's been something I've been involved with. It's been instilled in me by my family ever since I was a little boy, and it's definitely something I feel strongly about personally and therefore have incorporated into my business. I think community involvement is one of the key differences that separates small businesses versus large corporations, and I think small businesses can more definitely have an impact. As you know, small business owners are more likely to live in the communities that they work in, so you have the opportunity to learn about the needs of the community around you and how to leverage your business success to meet those needs. Made USA has been fortunate to partner with charitable organizations, local business owners, so we raise awareness and contributions for issues such as animal welfare, responsible economic development, and local community charitable organizations. We also support Gallant Few, which is a veteran support network that provides one-on-one mentoring. And most recently, I was chosen to serve as the Los Angeles cleaning industry opinion leader for Limonera's international campaign, Unleash the Natural Power Lemons. So we're definitely able to increase our brand's exposure while contributing to the local community.
And what does the future hold for Made in the USA? Are there any plans that you could share with us on those plans moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the future holds for us. We want to create more web-based content. It's definitely in our future. And we're in the process of redeveloping our new website. We're also in talks regarding the development of a cleaning product line. And we'll continue to recruit new cleaning associates to add to our ever-growing need, our ever-growing team to support our business demands. And we're always interested in aligning ourselves with similarly minded brands. Look forward to more media opportunities.
No doubt. Now, how about telling our listeners, speaking of the website, where they can get more information about Made in the USA online?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. www.madeintheusa.biz, B-I-Z, and that's made, M-A-I-D, in the USA.biz. They can reach us locally here in Los Angeles at 323-662-6243.
Very good. And in conclusion, any advice that you would like to share with the listener that's looking to create their own business like you did, and obviously from your experience?
Well, I can give you a good tip that I think is something that all business owners should do to reflect back on their performance and their making sure that their standards of excellence are achieved. When I have my team exit a job site, I always ask them to stand in the doorway, reevaluate the job site and our work to ensure the floors are clean and sparkling, the place smells clean and deodorized, and that our client will walk in and notice our presence immediately. Business owners can use this tip to step outside their doors, walk back in, and they'll understand the client experience.
We certainly appreciate your stopping by. Very impressive history there and business. He is Mark Newman Kuzel, President and CEO of Made in the USA, the top-rated boutique cleaning service in Los Angeles. And the website of reference, once again, is simply madeintheusa.biz. Mark, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Eric. You have a great day.
Hey, you too, and the pleasure has been ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eLos Angeles, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.